Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
In the age of online retail, buying a car should be no different. That's why Carvana invented a brand new way to buy a car that's 100% online. Without leaving the comfort of your couch, you can browse and buy from their selection of almost 20,000 cars. And once you've made a purchase, your car comes to you, delivered right to your door. Or you can pick it up from one of their coin-operated car vending machines. All of Carvana's cars come with a 7-day return policy, ensuring you get a car that fits perfectly with your life. Not happy? Exchange it or return it for a full refund. And with its dedication to customer service, it's why hundreds of thousands of customers have ditched the dealership and given Carvana 4.7 stars in customer satisfaction. So check out the nation's fastest-growing auto retailer at Carvana.com.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Collider Live. Happy Friday. Feliz Viernes. I'm Darina, your host. I'm here very happy because not only is Mark Riley joining us.
Hi.
But Perry Nemiroff is here.
Hey, hi, Perry.
What's up?
How's it going, Perry?
How do you know when to start your intro?
I am a witch. Cody directs me. Cody tells me where the magic is, and that logo shows up. And sometimes I do it well, and sometimes I'm just like, I just stare at the camera, and I'm like, I think I go now.
Because like movie talk, okay. I have a monitor where I can see what's happening, right. And I know exactly when to like start speaking and to stop speaking, but I didn't see anything happening in here.
We don't have any technology here. Cody really saves the show. He's the one that actually makes things happen for us. We're just in the zoo box right here.
Yeah, okay. What kind of zoo?
Zoo box.
Shit.
Don't! You don't like this thing?
You know what?
I'm like aware of this thing from Twitter, but I don't know.
But you didn't grow up with it, right?
No.
Oh, because how old are you? I forget.
I am in my early 30s.
Okay. So yeah, you're young.
I feel like anyone could just Google how old I am at this point. Screw this.
Are we just going to pass over the fact that Zubily fucking Zoo played 1 minute into the show on a Friday?
I don't even know what it is. The only thing I know of it is that it's a thing that came up on this in this room.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just repeated.
Cody.
It's going to be in your head like this. Like what he's doing right now is pretty much how it's going to be the rest of the day.
It's so good, though.
I'm pretty sure I can combat that with some more Rocketman music.
Okay, Rocket Man, yeah, I can.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And Cody and Alex is joining us in the booth as well.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Zubily Zoo was a show.
You're really pushing it, Doreen.
Oh, yeah. I think it showed up on PBS or something like that when we were kids in like the early 80s.
Okay.
And it's basically Cats, the musical for kids. But
without the freaky effects.
But it looks like more like a furry show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the characters are cats or the characters are animals? I'm like afraid to say the Z word.
All right, pull it up.
He's looking it up.
Let's just get into it. Lean in hard to Zubily Zoo.
Look at that poster.
Yep, here we are.
But look at that. Look at that makeup. I mean, I like it.
I mean,
see, aren't you now super into it because you're a cat person?
So my initial reaction is that's a thing of nightmares, but I need to go watch it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's almost like that's what Teletubbies wound up becoming, because like, Teletubbies are a little cuter and less horrific than that, but they still have like a horror tinge to it.
Oh, no, well, the Teletubbies were terrifying. In Spanish, I think they used to call them Telechubbies? Telechubbies,
sure.
Or something like that?
But the question is, Perry, does that picture fill you with magic and wonder?
No.
Because it's waiting for you. Like it's dark, definitely waiting for you.
Like dark magic and wonder, yeah. Right? So that's why you're into it.
Dark bars.
I think I'm into it for all the wrong reasons, just like I'm really excited for cats for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Correct.
You're all going to see cats, aren't you?
I'm so excited to see cats.
I'm dying to see cats. It's going to be a shit show and I can't wait.
It's
you
my
better
understanding.
Come with me to see cats.
I want to, but I have plans. Remember, I got to figure out if I can reschedule because I really want to see
Fingers
that.
Fingers crossed.
So yesterday.
I got to tell my person, I'm like, I have some very important things to do, like going to the cat screening.
Like the cat screening. Yeah. So yesterday I talked to my mom and her one of her Christmas things that she wants to do.
And she wants to go
see cats on Christmas.
So
like, were you going to go see Star Wars on Christmas, Mom? She's like, no. No. And I go, why? And she goes, well, cats. And I'm like, oh, right.
You
like
it.
Yeah,
what
you.
If? What if? No, I don't think this is going to happen. But what if cats did better than Star Wars?
Oh God!
It's never going to happen. No. I feel like cats is going one way or the other.
What if it does?
Oh, baby, we're either going to be having the conversation where, oh my God, cats was actually really good, or it's going to be the ultimate nightmare of 2019.
Exactly.
What if there's no middle ground though?
What if it's like an awesome bad movie though that
See,
everyone
no,
loves?
But that I think that's what it's going
right?
to wind up being.
I really hope so.
I think it's going to be just. Like the ultimate bad movie that everybody loves, where just all the filmmakers involved made all the wrong decisions.
Right. Well, speaking of, what's your guys' favorite bad movie? Because you know, there's like the Rooms and the Birdemics, but then there's like the Miami Connections, which is my personal favorite.
I have a recent bad movie favorite that I actually saw with Haley, and we just had the greatest time ever.
What is it?
Did you see the movie Wish Upon last year?
No.
Wish Upon is like a not good teen horror movie where the characters just make one dumb decision after the next, but it's so stupid that Haley and I were just like, no, like don't do that, and just freaking out the entire time. And it was great.
So
it was
like
a blast.
All the basically all the horror tropes
were
on there.
Like one after the next.
Okay. That sounds like my jam.
It was a good time. Okay. It was a good time. And Joey King tried. I can't knock her performance in anything.
Well, yeah, she's a good actress. What about you, Mark, Cody, Alex, any?
I mean, I think if I have to choose that one, it would be Jason X going to space. Jason in space.
Not Jason.
That's a fantastic film. Mark.
Yeah, it is a fantastic. Otherwise. It is a fantastic film. Yeah, I mean, it's so bad, it's good.
Not Jason Takes Manhattan. Not that one.
I don't like Jason Takes Manhattan.
I mean, that's a pretty good title, though.
It's a great title if he was in Manhattan for more than 15 minutes.
Right, right.
I mean, it's Jason Takes a Boat. I mean, let's be honest here. He gets on a boat, and the whole movie is on a boat. And then for 15 minutes, he kicks a jukebox in Manhattan and then goes into the sewers and turns into a child again? I don't know. It's weird.
Know.
It's really weird.
They're very weird. Cody, Alex, you got any? Oh.
No. Whoa. God.
I can't think of one, Alex. I was too busy looking for boat sound bites.
Man, I forgot about that song. Thanks for the reminder, Cody, I guess.
Oh, man. Never
thought I'd be on. Yep. I don't like it.
Can you? Yeah, that's when Jason is on a boat. It's just you play that music. Can you picture?
No, with Michael Myers on a boat, both of them doing this and like whatever the people do. I don't like it.
What's that? The other music video where all the Slashers are in a boy band. I like that one.
Oh, that's right. Where they did a cover of Backstreet Boys.
That's kind of what I'm picturing.
Same
right
here.
Now. And it's okay. I think we need more of that.
I mean, by the way, happy Friday the 13th.
Yay!
And I mean, there is. Yep. There is a horror movie quiz that we could do.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Come
I hate
on,
movie trivia.
Perry. Come
it
on,
can,
Perry.
It but unless it's Jurassic Park or Scream trivia, I'm screwed.
There might be Scream trivia in there.
No, this is pretty dumb. Like, I feel like we would get it because it's for sort of casual horror fans, I feel like.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or just watch. We won't get any of them.
I barely
looked at it because I wanted to play along because I don't know how right. hard
they are.
I feel
like I'm in brain fart zone just because I got up and started working on Movie Talk at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, welcome to the Brain Fart Show. That's basically, you don't have to think here.
I belong here.
Why do you think they let me host?
Same, though.
Exactly.
I was up at 6:30 to work on this show. And then also watch Mandalorian. I mean, come on.
Yes.
You guys watch Mandalorian?
It crossed my mind that maybe I should have gotten up at 4:30 to accommodate Mandalorian time. But
that's too early.
Well, I'm seeing some headlines out there that say it's one of the best episodes, and now I'm like sad that I'm here and I didn't watch it.
It is. It is one of the best.
Well, that's because the last two were all right.
Yeah, the last one we watched again last night, and woof, it really got worse in my head.
I kind of liked it.
You did?
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
There are moments, but it really stood out how it just kind of felt like it was not going anywhere, and I had real problems with the.
Well, it might not be going anywhere yet.
It's still going somewhere
eventually. You know what? With those characters.
This Mandalorian episode today.
I think it is.
When?
Well, I haven't. He probably knows more than I do because he's seen the new episode. But like Ming-Na's got to come back. No.
Not really any spoilers. I'll try to be vague. I liked this episode a lot. Mm-hmm. The Mandalorian is they're episodic. This is clear. Right. It's just their standalone episodes. That's it.
Right.
There is going to be a through line sooner or later. I think it's going to connect back to Baby Yoda, of course, because that is the main story and through line, in my opinion.
And the main toy to buy.
But, you know, these are episodic episodes that really are just fun. It's the Mandalorian.
It's kind of like Clone Wars where –
Yep. It's exactly like Clone Wars sometimes. Yeah. Clone Wars would have certain storylines that would connect together and there would be episodes that would play into that, like when the clones realize that there is a chip in their head, and like when Yoda goes and talks to Darth Bane and learns about Dagobah and all these different things. This is – it's going to go there, but that's what I really realize what this is. It is a live action kind of version of an animated show that's – kind of episodic, and there will probably be the next episode and probably season finale that will get the bigger picture that will set up season two. But it's more – I just accepted it with this episode. I went, okay, it's just episodic. It's fun.
Right.
This is the Mandalorian trying to just escape everyone.
That makes it different from any of the other live-action Star Wars stuff we've seen, so whatever.
That's true, as long as it's a little different, right?
Do you think it's going to connect to Rise of Skywalker at all?
Or do you think
that the release date move next week is strictly so that they could give viewers the sneak peek of Rise of Skywalker
and
so Mandalorian doesn't drop on the day that movie comes out?
It's give it a sneak peek of Rise of Skywalker coming out like 2 days after they air episode 7 and just to get people excited. But I really don't see it connecting to
Rise
of Skywalker anymore.
I liked that theory though.
Maybe it does. Maybe episode 8 comes out and goes boom.
I hope Bryce of Skywalker is just Baby Yoda all the time.
But why would you – but you're going to
you
need to connect.
That would piss people off, probably.
I don't know. At this point, I think I'd be okay with it. I just like can't.
Maybe that's how you bring the fandom together.
I can't. I truly – like I am the cliche. I can't get enough Baby Yoda.
Oh, no, dude. Here's the thing. I honestly – I think The Mandalorian's fine. I'm not obsessed with it like everybody else. I don't think it's like horrible either. I'm just like, oh, it's fine. Like compared to other TV shows that I watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for Baby Yoda, like – Baby Yoda is the draw.
Is hands down one of the best movie TV creations of 2019,
completely.
If not the decade.
Did you see that Merle? Hey, Dan Merle. Hey, how you doing, man? That mural underneath the freeway that was Baby Yoda.
No.
It's like, yeah, this is
where
like,
is that?
I don't know.
That.
It's on Twitter somewhere.
Oh,
and I was
I thought
like,
in
look
LA.
At that. That's pretty cool. It might be LA. But that's where we know it's like, it's Baby Yoda has entered the zeitgeist. Now.
I'm just so happy it's an actual creature puppet thing.
I know.
Like that's what makes it
I
so
know.
Cool. Like I think visual effects artists are incredible and super talented and some CG in movies has come a long way. But it is kind of cool to see this stuff coming back because we don't see it in these movies as much. And he's just so cute and his little ear moves and flops.
It really
like
does
old
make
school
a big
Yoda.
Difference. Like
right.
it really does feel like a creature you could reach out and touch and hold. And
right.
I think you're gonna like Rise of Skywalker in that respect too. I was talking to Anthony Daniels and Junis and they were just stressing the fact that they were doing scenes in the movie and there were not just one puppeteer maneuvering one character, but there are scenes in that movie apparently where there's a significant amount of puppeteers.
Right.
So
awesome.
They're bringing that style back full force.
That's
and
awesome.
I think that's what Star Wars has needed in the past and will always need.
Agreed. Completely. And that's the thing, too. I mean, I think that's why everybody in this room is such a big John Carpenter fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the thing is incredible to see those types of movies now and see how all those crazy practical effects still hold up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And still look – I mean, you can tell that it's not real, but you can tell with CG, too, right?
When is John Carpenter going to do another show?
When is he just doing anything?
I want to go to another show, though.
I know. Well, he does. He was doing a live concert with all his scores every year for Halloween,
but he
didn't do it this year.
I know because I was looking it up and I kept waiting for like the site to update or something, and it never did.
Yeah, we went last year. Perry,
so
who else went? Was there?
I lost my credit card.
You did. You did lose your credit card,
oh,
but it was still
concert?
A good night, right?
Yeah, no, it was a great night.
She did lose her credit card.
Did anybody use it?
I lost my credit card before we even walked into the venue.
Yeah, yep,
oh,
she did.
Oh, shit. That's the worst.
Yeah. Well, because we had been drinking at the Davy Wayne's.
Oh, yeah,
great
we did.
Bar, if you guys haven't been. It's basically a 70s bar. It's, oh, I love it. But yeah, it was like Mark Ellis was there, Haley Fouch.
Erlinger.
Erlinger was there. And yeah, everybody was freaking out because he played everything from Escape from New York to like, obviously, the Halloween theme.
Christine.
Yeah.
Christine.
Prince of Darkness. The
Halloween,
Fog.
Where like the original Halloween theme just like beautifully bled into the 2018 mm-hmm. version. Yeah.
Did he play the 2018
yeah,
version too?
Like they connected seamlessly. Okay. That was the video that I took during it that I think I still like rewatch the most now.
Very
yeah,
cool.
If you are a creep and scroll all the way to Perry's last year Instagram photos, you'll find that video.
You could. There's people that do it.
Do you ever get that on your Instagram?
Yeah,
all
like
of a sudden,
when people like all
just
of your
all
photos.
All of a sudden you get a bunch of likes. You're like,
I just had that this morning.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call anyone out now, but like I just saw 20 likes from the same person. I'm like, wow,
no,
you were busy.
Yeah. It was probably Cody.
I like it because if it's like all like Leia pictures, it works for me.
What'd you say?
Yeah, if it's all Leia pictures, it's I'm like, I get it. That's a cute dog.
Right.
So they go in and like, but then when it's like, boom, boom, like my past like 3 months, it's like, oh, all right.
I feel like I'm long overdue for a Dewey picture on my Instagram.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what I thought about that.
Post more Dewey photos in general.
Dewey hasn't gotten any more swag in the mail.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
oh,
we just liked. Yeah.
Alex is now creeping on Perry Nemiroff's Instagram and liking all her posts.
Yes.
Well done, Alex.
Yes. Very, very well done, sir.
That's great.
I'm surprised. Why isn't my phone going off? Like, it's sitting right here. Why isn't anything
happening? Wait, do you have notifications for your likes? That sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. I've turned off every notification
literally
for social media.
Literally all my alerts right now pertain to fantasy football.
Oh, you nerd.
Jeff, you're going down.
Alex is still liking your photos like a creep, Perry.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Good.
These are fun, though.
No, that's a good one.
I had a really good year.
Yeah.
You really did.
Oh, good for you.
Perfect.
Speaking of, I just saw a little video there. You got to interview Karen Gillan for Ladies Night.
She is the coolest.
Is she?
She's so, so cool. Ladies Night, I think, has been one of my favorite things of 2019. It's definitely been like one of my favorite new Collider shows that we've started or like
it's
morphed
actually
into its Colander. No, it's Collider.
Collander. Collander. Yeah, Roxy sent us a video of her. What did she say? Grammy?
Yeah, her Grammy. Is
we want to interview her. She's
for sure.
The best.
Yes.
She's the best.
But no, please continue, Perry.
Well, she's just like, is there a clip?
We have a clip.
What happened? Yeah.
I think
clip?
We have the fuck, marry, kill clip.
Yeah,
no?
Do we really? Yeah, let's.
Because
yeah.
I said it and I felt like such an idiot.
What?
So, someone behind the camera there is going to get mad at me, but I want to play a little game with the three of them. So we were trying to think of, you know, three different things. And obviously, fuck, marry, kill came
boom.
Up. So okay. If you had a sword,
this is all your
Kevin,
fault,
Dwayne,
all your
oh,
fault.
And Jeff. You could do it really, really quickly. I have a backup version that's a little more PG.
Yeah, what's the backup version?
It's like a movie version to have a fight scene with, a cry scene with, or an improv scene with.
A fight scene with, a cry scene with, and an improv scene
yes.
with. Okay. From the cast of Jumanji.
Yes.
Okay, improv scene.
I like
with
the
Kevin
way she
Hart
says Jumanji.
Because he improvises
Jumanji.
All the time. He's a stand-up comedian. Of course he does. Cry scene. And what was the other one? Fight scene. I'm fighting The Rock.
I had a feeling you were
doing that. Dwayne Johnson against me.
That makes sense.
He's going to lose.
But hers is Nebula fighting The Rock.
That's true.
Come on.
Yeah. I would probably have predicted that.
Yeah.
This is a very nice pivot from an inappropriate question to a much better one.
That's
amazing. Why did you feel like an idiot?
So while that's happening, so we're sitting in one section and there's like a curtain blocking us, but on the other side of the curtain is a monitor where like her personal reps and Sony reps are sitting there watch. It's like if we were having like a truly private chat, like hell yeah, I would have just said that out loud.
Right.
It's like, you know, we're promoting a family friendly action adventure movie and I'm like, fuck, marry, kill your castmates. Like,
is that why the Sony rep the other day went screaming out of the office? Was that what happened?
Yeah,
I remember.
Very happy.
Yeah,
I'm
kidding.
But no, but I'm like, that was exactly what the Sony rep sounded like. Thank you, Cody. No, but I mean, you said, oh, that was your idea, but you still did it. That was my
No, I did. Of course I was going
to
do it.
You didn't have to.
But you put the bug in my head. And right. It's like automatically when I have that feeling like I'm not going to have the nerve to do it, then I have to do it.
Right. That's true.
I'll always find like an angle.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's why you went bungee jumping. Because
bungee jumping didn't really take much from me, though. Like, I was going to go bungee jumping no matter what. Man. I was bungee jumping. Yeah. I was totally fine, like 100% chill,
really?
Ready to do it. The only time I felt even like the slightest twinge of nerves, and it only lasted for a split second. So I was the very first journalist to go. Like, nobody else would go
God
first.
Damn, Perry.
So I stepped up and just did it. And the only time I got like a tiny bit nervous is when you really do stand at the edge of that platform and the realization hits you mm-hmm. that the only way you're doing this thing, it's not like skydiving where you're attached to someone and you're being walked out of a plane in a sense. Oh. You are just throwing yourself off this gondola.
Nope. That doesn't make any sense. That goes against human nature to jump into your death. I don't know how you did that.
It does.
You're like a cat. Like, but the opposite, because I guess cats wouldn't do that. Have you seen that horrible video of the little cat that's being held by a dude skydiving and they like take the cat skydiving?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I follow some cat on Instagram that does like extreme like biking type things with an owner, and it's the cutest thing in the world, but I don't think I've ever seen
it's kind of funny.
I just spoonerismed a cat skydive before.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See, no, well, I feel bad because like the poor cat's like, what the fuck is going on? But it did look kind of funny because, you know, it was trying to go back on the plane. So.
You don't throw a cat out of a plane.
I think that's where I would draw the line.
That's not right. That freaking cat's probably like
had a heart attack.
Like freaking out. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Poor cat.
No, but that's very brave of you, Perry. I want to know, Cody, Alex, have you guys ever bungee jumped or would you?
No, I want to. I think I'd be more fine skydiving than bungee jumping.
Same.
Because I'm nervous about the cables and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to do both. Alex?
No, I have not done either, and I am scared of heights. So yeah. Thank you.
Me too.
I go back and forth. I think I could. I think I can bungee jump more than I can jump out of a plane with even attached to somebody.
Flip
and
it.
I don't know why that is.
Flip it.
I just feel like unless the cable breaks, and that would go in my head.
There's
and then,
something
you know
about there's something about skydiving where it just like it almost feels like a blur, like you're along for the ride, and like you don't see the mechanics of it. I think that might be the more nerve. So skydiving, it's like you just suit up, they strap you on, and you kind of just you go.
But
and,
have you done it?
Yeah, I've done skydiving twice.
Of course you have.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend doing it if you want it. But with the
seriously, Christian Bale.
With the bungee jumping though, it's like so the gondola was in the middle of the canyon, and you know you have to take this little like you know skyway thing to the gondola. So like that takes 5 minutes. We sat on that gondola before we were able to jump for like an hour while they strapped up like the bungee thing and while they explained like he had a little plastic Po figure. From Kung Fu Panda, and that's how he demonstrated how we were supposed to like leap out of the gondola. But all that was going on for like an hour, and we're just watching them set all this stuff up before I even had a jump.
You're making me want to vomit right now.
Hey, speaking of that bungee jump thing, Perry, do you know who this is?
Oh! Yeah, that's.
It's my favorite.
I'll play
one. Yeah, please do.
What is that?
That's
what
someone
that
from that bungee jump.
Yes. I thought that's what it was. It's 100. This is 100% either Brandon Davids or Kevin McCarthy. Right? Am I right?
Why do they sound like they're orgasming?
Am I right?
What?
I don't know. I just grabbed it.
Wait. Who is it?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd tell.
That's why she said, do you have
a video clip of it or something?
Remsen does somewhere.
I want to Oh no, it's Kevin. It's definitely Kevin because I know he has Kevin's clip. Kevin is wonderful, by the way.
Where
he
is
such
he
a good sport. So one of the coolest I feel so bad doing this to him now. One of the best things about that whole experience was that we were all grouped together and like my group was the coolest group. We had the best people.
Oh, and that, and he was in it.
And Kevin,
okay.
Kevin was in my group.
But did he enjoy it? Because
no, he definitely did.
Seems like he enjoyed it a little too much.
He was super cool about it. He jumped out, no problem, and he was super motivating to the entire group. He was a good sport.
Man, well, I love the noises that he makes. Good for him. That's fantastic. It's like he was diving down, and halfway he's like, this is amazing. Holy shit, I'm going to die. I just came. Like, what happened?
What you said at the end there is
okay.
Now oh, I man. Can't get it out of my head. Okay.
I just described all of his emotions. Well, good for him. Oh, yeah. Good for him. No, I honestly don't know. The only reason I would maybe do that is if there was like a crowdfund for charity, because I'm also like Alex, terrified of heights. I ended up hiking up on Half Dome in Yosemite, and you have to go up these cables because the rock is so you can't really like. It's not a mountain anymore. Like, there's like, you guys know Half Dome in Yosemite, right?
No.
It's like a giant rock, and it's the size of like one or two football fields, something crazy like that. Okay. But in order, you hike up the mountain, then you have to go, there it is. And then you have to go up these cables, and it's terrifying because
yeah,
you just
nope for me,
see
dog.
Your death while you're walking up, and it is one of the most terrifying things I've ever done.
Like Free Solo was about?
Yes,
Free Solo?
Oh, that one, yeah.
But Alex Honnold actually did the other side of the mountain where the climbers are, and he did it without any rope because he's an amazing crazy person.
So wait, are you just
person.
Pulling yourself up that with, or are you like attached to something?
Well, some people use these little clips to attach themselves to the cables, and some people just go, using
and you're
gloves.
Completely detached. Where if you slip, you would
correct.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, granted, I mean it's not. It was really dumb of me, but it was. But I did it. So yeah,
it's really dumb.
That's awesome. Why is there a car in Half Dome?
I want to go.
Yeah, no, you would love it.
I would.
I was terrified, but you would love it. So, anyways, but what else are we talking about today, other than Kevin McCarthy's wonderful, wonderful noises? It's so good.
It's the chuckle at the end.
I've watched that footage so many times over because we were watching it the entire time after we did it. It's just so weird how it changes when like you take out the video and you just listen to the audio.
Cody has been having a lot of fun using that clip with us, especially when we have some weird sexual innuendo.
Every time he plays it, it just makes me laugh. Yeah.
This is like a repetitive thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's all the time.
It's in the Soundbite Hall of Fame.
For yeah.
It really is.
It is.
It's a beautiful, beautiful sound.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh. So, where can people find your Karen Gillan video?
On the Collider Interview YouTube channel. And then, so it exists over there in YouTube form. There's going to be a Collider.com post later today where you could watch it in video form as well. But there's also going to be the podcast embed. So if you prefer to take the conversation on the go, that is your option there.
Cool. And then also really quick, if you guys haven't seen it yet, our very own super magician, Frank, the editor, made another deepfake video. Fuck you, Frank, for being so talented. He made another deepfake video with Leonardo DiCaprio as Anakin Skywalker. What if Hayden Christensen wasn't Anakin and it was Leo? And it was so freaky.
It freaks me out.
But it looks really cool because it kind of fits. I was very surprised.
Get to the point. When Luke takes Vader's mask off in Return of the Jedi to see the most unholy of things with Leo's face on Sebastian Shaw's face. I'm sorry I'm spoiling it, but you know what? You've all seen Return of the Jedi. You know what a deepfake video is now.
Right?
By now. It's fucking rad.
It really is.
It really is
I
great.
I flat out cackled when that happened, when I was watching like an earlier cut that Frank had made. It wasn't even the finished thing, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah, it's so freaky, but I love it. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? That's where the world is going with technology. There's nothing we can do about it. It's happening. Might as well have fun with it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, why not? So,
what else do we got today, Mark?
Well, probably one of the greatest headlines from Collider here from Tom Raymond. Is that how you pronounce his name, last name? Probably I want to get it right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Bob Iger is meeting with Martin Scorsese. And don't go, Marty. Haven't you seen your own films?
Is this true?
It's like a mob sit down. And there's going to be a gun hidden in the bathroom or something. Like, a la Godfather.
Oh,
it's crazy. So, yeah. Bob Iger is sitting down to talk about the Marvel comments that Marty made.
So somebody wrote an article about Bob Iger and Martin Scorsese having a meeting.
They are. This is like actually happening.
Sure happening. Yeah.
This is for sure happening.
It's been announced.
It's been announced. Scorsese's comment was largely taken out of context. So when Bob Iger said, I would like to sit down because he called the comments nasty, which I find hysterical.
Are you serious?
It's like,
oh my God.
All right, calm down, Iger.
His comments are nasty.
It's Martin Scorsese. He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Why don't you go cry? Why don't you go cry and like use your $100 bills as Kleenex? Because somebody made fun of your movies that make you a lot of money.
Right. It's just become – it's like you're not going to convince Scorsese otherwise, even if you're Bob Iger. That's my take.
What if Martin Scorsese makes a Marvel movie?
That's what I want to see happen.
That would be hilarious.
I think that would be the best outcome of all of this. It's like if it's not his thing, it would be like a great directing challenge for him to have to jump in and really understand the mechanics of it. I think that should be the result of this meeting.
What if he makes a Marvel movie with the Goodfellas cast?
A Marvel movie with the Goodfellas? Please give it to me.
I mean, nobody doesn't want that, right?
We're all about new Marvel movies being like Marvel movie meets this subgenre. So why not Marvel movie meets mafia movie?
All right, this is a fun conversation. Who would you, out of all the Marvel Cinematic Universe and all the characters, who would you grab for? Like the characters that we know from Scorsese films, I'm going to start. Rocket Raccoon is definitely Joe Pesci from Goodfellas.
That's a good one.
Hands down, Rocket Raccoon cursing, you know, get your shine box.
Right.
Kick a gangster down, knock him in the teeth, all these things. That's Rocket Raccoon.
Loki. Because he is the one who's like sneaky and has side deals going on and he's going to screw people over.
Yeah. Everybody in the chat, start throwing in some names here.
So the game is basically, because we got to play the game according to Roxy.
If we're in the room, everybody plays the game.
So we're looking for characters in the Marvel Universe that would be characters in the Martin Scorsese Universe.
In a Goodfellas casino type gangster movie.
So now, can I add another one?
Do it.
Drax, because you need the muscle in this situation.
Yeah.
And I think Drax would better suit that type of movie than like a Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk.
What about Star-Lord? Because he's such a douchebag.
Star-Lord?
He's got a heart of gold deep down. He doesn't belong there. You need someone who is like maybe a little duplicitous.
Yeah, so definitely Loki. Although he's kind of, I feel like Loki's too whiny for the mafia world.
Too whiny for
like Joe Pesci would just start yelling at him and be like, "You need to like chill the fuck out." Yeah.
Well, that would be the thing. Like he would start, but like I feel like whenever he's like whiny Loki, he's just trying to pull one over on someone.
That's
true. I can see Loki being the Ray Liotta character from Goodfellas.
That makes sense.
Okay. I could see him doing that. You know, it's like I've always wanted to be a gangster because he always wanted to be an Asgardian king. So it's like. That could work, right? That doesn't really work, actually.
No.
Yeah.
But I would like – I think it'd be – I don't know if it's – I don't think it's ever going to happen where Martin Scorsese would direct a superhero movie.
It's not
going to
happen.
But I would love to see that. I think that would be hilarious. And I would laugh my ass off if it was way better than any of the other superhero movies because he could do that.
I would believe it.
Yeah.
I would believe he really could pull it off if
completely.
He wanted to do it.
Oh, Dorian
is
here.
Oh, my God.
Oh boy!
Ooh, Sonic the
What's up, guys? It's your boy Dorian.
What's up, guys?
Your boy Dorian.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God!
Are these donuts?
Oh, they're supposed to be like gold rings. That's adorable.
Oh, that's so cool! Can we eat them?
What's up, guys? Your boy Dorian.
Damn, this is very exciting. Thank you, Dorian.
Yeah.
You want to sit in the room? You want to hang out with us?
This is what your notes are for.
Yep.
For placemats.
They're basically placemats.
Come back. Why don't you come back? We got 30 minutes.
Can we play a game? Can we play a game right now?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh,
so
thank you, guys.
I think the game should be guessing where these donuts came from because I know the answer. Like what place? What donut place are these from?
Oh, I don't know.
Welcome to Collider Live. Hello. You're live here. Did you bring the donuts?
Yes, we did.
Oh my God. Thank you for the donuts.
Can we get a photo of you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
should we take a photo while
just
we're
take
on
a
the
picture?
Show?
Yeah, just live on air.
We're live on YouTube right now, so please take a photo.
This is happening, everybody.
Thank you.
You guys are seeing how the
this is how
the milk is made here at Collider.
Just
I guess.
random things happen in
so
this office all
game.
The time.
So play my game. What kind of donut is this?
Yeah, sure. Just leave.
Yeah, we'll just keep the door open here. Yeah. This is casual Friday. What the hell?
The
hi, Christian.
You guys like take this stuff down now?
What's that? Yeah. It's like kind of.
It feels like it's stapled.
Nothing but the best here at Collider Live.
Wait. So we're
what kind of donut is it? Where is it from? Because I think I know. The
I don't
answer.
Know. I have no
I
idea.
I think I know the answer.
I only know Krispy Kreme. What is this, Perry?
Yeah, where's it from?
Well, I want to hear a guess first.
Oh, but I want to eat it first.
I'm almost 100% sure that these are Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
I would not be surprised because I do love those as well. Let's see. I'm going to take a bite.
Can we get Dorian to confirm that?
Dorian, if you're listening.
What's up, guys? Your boy Dorian.
Okay, thanks, Dorian. Is it good?
So good. Totally Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah? Okay. It tastes like it.
It immediately smells like it. It's like when you walk past a Subway and you just like immediately know that that is a Subway sandwich shop and no other sandwich place.
This is delicious.
Can I keep this and give it to Leia?
Fine.
It'll last like exactly 3 seconds.
But if
seconds.
It had, it doesn't have the creepy teeth though.
I know.
If it did, then I'd keep it.
I would too.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Well, we'll change it later.
Okay. Well, thank you for that to the Sonic the Hedgehog people. This is very good promotion because you definitely get me to watch movies by eating donuts. So this is great.
It's not a bad move.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Donut shell.
Oh, thank you, Alex.
Thank you,
did you
Alex.
Get a donut?
No, I already had my treats this morning.
Oh, you're so strict with yourself.
This Collider Live
you're
show
you're too
today,
young for that.
It's the Collider Live stand in the doorway and talk show today. I love it.
Good sound.
Without microphones, too.
Without microphones. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's perfect for our audience listening at home. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just made a mess. I'm eating all of Sonic's rings now because they're so good.
Delicious.
Oh, good.
Oh, I love
well
that.
Done, Cody.
Yeah, I love that sound.
Hey, Cody, I have a question for you since you're such a
what?
Big...
What? What's up, Doreen?
Never
Cody,
mind.
Cody,
let's
ever
move
since
on,
Cody,
why don't
no,
we?
Cody.
No, Sassy
is
Friday,
true?
Cody.
Nope. Cody is sassy now all the time. Ever since...
He had a baby?
Ever since your son. Am I correct, Cody, because of the lack of sleep?
You're probably not wrong.
Yeah. And I
got up at like 4 today.
Yeah, oof. I know. And I love it. I love it. I love every moment when he's sassy.
I don't love that he. I love that he's sassy,
he
but I don't love
you.
That he's tired.
Yeah,
Doreen, no. I feel bad. What did you want to ask?
No.
I genuinely
we are moving
know.
On.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
No.
What question were you going to ask me?
No.
Oh, there it is.
I don't want to.
Please, no, okay. Come on.
No, I was like, I forgot what the hell was I going to ask. No, it's because you love Pokemon so much.
I do.
So, do you love Sonic? Do you love Mario? Do you love any of the other games? Or is that like your favorite
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I played all of those back in the day.
But why do you love Pokemon?
Because it was just fun. It was my first like venture into world building. It was so cool. You can just take the game with you wherever you went. It was awesome.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you. See, I was going to ask you a sweet question, and then you had to interrupt me, but it's okay because you're dad, and I get it that you're tired. But you're a wonderful dad, so keep doing it. And it's only going to get easier, right?
Oh, let's hope so.
No, it's not. I don't know. Then you're then little Grant's going to start talking.
Oh, God.
I know.
He's going to be so sassy.
He's going to be so sassy. And then you're going to get sassy, Cody.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm excited about that. So what else are we doing today, Mark? We got a little game that we could play, and then we're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit, too.
Yeah, we could.
So how about we try that, Perry?
You want to try some phone calls?
Whatever you guys say,
yeah, news is,
it goes.
It's,
and I'm here for it.
If you want to hit some news articles, we can. It's a light Friday. I mean, we're getting, what, now it's all going to be Rise of Skywalker stuff. As we get into next week, it's going to be crazy.
I just want to see the movie.
I can't wait to see the
movie. I just want
to
see it.
I'm
I don't,
so excited.
I don't want to see any more clips. I don't want to talk
now.
About it. I just want to see it.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's
gonna, so soon.
I know.
So
and
soon.
Then it's over, and I think I left a donut Sonic ring on the microphone. I apologize for that. but yeah, is there any other news to talk about, or should we move on to phone calls?
Well, you know, I found this news interesting. Will Poulter has exited... Lord of the Rings series, and it's like the third project he has left. He was Pennywise
wow.
at one point,
wow.
and now he's left over scheduling conflicts. Which the reason I bring it up because he was the biggest name mm-hmm. that I recognize in the series, and I find him to be a fantastic actor. And I'm bummed he's out of it because now I know there's still no story. There's still no. I don't know where this is going to land, not because of Will Poulter exiting, but it's just a bummer. I don't know what you guys thought of it.
I think it's because I'm like bridging it on over to Game of Thrones and what just happened with that, where we had like a Naomi Watts starring Game mm-hmm. of Thrones series. Mm-hmm. And like, I thought that was a sure thing. And all of a sudden that went in the trash and they greenlit another one. So I don't know. I don't want to spill doom and gloom for this series, but I feel like when you have a star like Will Poulter leaving, it's usually not a good sign, whether they say scheduling changes or conflicts
well,
or not.
I'll say this. It kind of follows tradition of Lord of the Rings when, who played Aragorn
don't
at one
point?
Don't
ask me this question.
Who played who?
Who was going to be Aragorn
Rings.
At one point? That's right. It was John
always
Cena.
Always John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena, but then dropped out.
What the hell's going on?
I can't picture that.
Mortensen took over, but originally it was going to be... Cody, help me out. What's that actor who it's John Cena?
John Cena. He
that
already told you it was John Cena, Mark. I don't know why you keep asking.
I feel like someone's going to say the name. And
look
I'm
at
gonna,
the monitor.
I'm going to say
Doug Ray Scott.
That's Wolverine.
I was going to say, because he had a similar story, didn't he? Alex,
boy.
Don't you have Google to not be wrong?
Explain yourself.
Yeah, because
I have never been more embarrassed. I'm sorry. Perry's never coming back on the show.
Stuart
Alex.
Townsend, thank you, chat.
This is Perry's last episode.
The chat just saved it because the Booth Boys couldn't pull it. What? I can't believe it, guys.
What happened?
I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed. Stuart Townsend.
I apologize, Perry.
Stuart Townsend was the original Aragorn.
I never would have pulled that name.
And then he got fired because he wasn't right for the role. That's at least how the story goes. And Viggo came in. So it kind of follows tradition that. You know, we're losing an actor, you know, at an early on stage. So we'll see. Well, we'll probably recast it and we'll be fine.
Let's open up those phone calls, Cody. But to your point, Mark, do you guys think that I was thinking about this now with how news in general has changed because of technology and social media and all that stuff, that these types of news items that are, you know, with movies, now their studios are changing their marketing, right? Like they're releasing posters like 2 years in advance. Like I feel like, is this something that you think is new or like did it happen before? But I don't know. I feel like that makes – does that make movies less fun because we're getting so much news like 2 or 3 years in advance as opposed to before?
In some sense, it makes it less fun. And I think in another – on the flip side, when people are handling it, you know, appropriately.
Right.
I find that as a member of many fandoms, it makes me feel more part of the thing that I love.
Right.
It makes it a little more interactive. Like I like seeing things evolve, and you know, with making movies or making big expensive TV shows like that, you're going to hit bumps in the road no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
So I kind of like being a part of that behind the scenes conversation.
Right. Yeah.
But obviously, sometimes we have it where you blow it out of proportion, where it's like the immediate red flag goes up when you hear a movie is going into reshoots, even though that's built into the production budget from day one. But all of a sudden, it's like doom and gloom. This movie that I was excited for is going to be like a trash fire project.
Exactly. And that's the thing, reshoots have happened since before the internet, right? And so, but it's interesting that now everybody freaks out just because it's a news item. So
yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, they've already renewed this thing for a season two, so they're going to keep going. It's not a big deal.
What happened to the cat filter story?
I was reading your notes last night.
It was because, like, of all things that I read last night, that took up the most of my time.
So what is up with that cat?
Yeah.
Why is that cat so messed up? The
Which
third one, Alex. The what's wrong with that cat? What? That's awesome.
That cat looks petrified.
I love that cat. Okay, so what's going on, Mark?
If you guys go in the show notes in the video of cats reacting to cat face filter, this is it's a cat's day, I guess. But I thought about since you were coming on, Perry, and you just like weird shit, Darina, this is just kind of hysterical to me.
What is this?
Yeah. Watch. When the cat sees it, the cat is freaked out.
Oh my god.
I mean it's just nonsense. Just complete and utter nonsense.
Oh man, cats are the best. Aww.
Have you seen the cat videos with the cucumbers?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the best.
No, my favorite is which is really mean, but when the cats get a brain freeze, have you guys seen that? When like they're mean owners, that I would probably do the same thing. Oh my god!
Oh,
Alex, will you please look that up really quick?
The darndest thing.
Look, I watched this video and brain freeze cats. I tried so hard to get Dewey to do it, and he just didn't care. He didn't care.
That's why Dewey's so cool.
I know. He's too smart for this. He knows it's really me.
Yeah. Okay, so watch this really quick. If you can get a sound, that'd be great.
Oh, there's Star Wars.
There's a Star Wars ad.
It's a Star Wars commercial.
It's a Star Wars ad. Yeah, because that's all we get now is Star Wars marketing.
Okay
watch
this
really quick. Is this a cat? This is cats getting brain freeze.
Oh.
It's so mean, but it's funny. It's so sad. They give them like ice cream or popsicles or something, and it messes them up.
Is there like a compilation?
Oh yeah,
where I can see a whole lot of.
Yeah, and of course 4 million views because that's YouTube for you. We barely get a few thousand, but cats brain freeze.
Look at that.
You guys, we got to get into cat videos here at Collider. We can get our views up.
Never had like a cold thing like that, so well, I don't know if it would happen.
Well, now you have to try it.
I can't see what you're doing.
Oh, please let us know when there's a phone call, Cody.
If I give Dewey anything new, he just throws it up.
Oh,
you are on Collider Live with Perry, Mark, Cody, Alex. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Liedrich from Florida.
How's it going?
You talked about you played sound clips earlier, but you haven't played Old Alex for Perry.
Oh, that's right. The Roxy clip. What? Yes.
Roxy.
Oh, yes, Alex. Oh, yes, Alex.
I don't know if you can hear my friend, but we're playing it in Perry's loop.
Oh, yes, Alex.
I wanted to know, what did you guys think of the new Ryan Reynolds movie, The Great Guy?
Free Guy. Yeah. Oh,
Free Guy, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the question.
Thanks for calling, dude. It looks weird.
She's still laughing at Ryan.
I don't know how you guys do it with the damn clips.
It just kind of becomes a thing.
I would never be able to get a sentence out.
Cody's a guru.
Have you started doing this, Darina? I now do it, and I know a number of people who have called in and said it, and you know, people watch our show and talk about it on Twitter, that they say certain things, the sound bites, in everyday life now. So there is a sound bite that we use here, What a Twist.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie and I
There it is.
We were watching something the other day and where it was kind of a twist in a story that we were watching, and I went, what a twist! And Julie just
what
looked at me.
What is that?
What a twist?
Yeah, like, who said that?
I don't
that?
Know what that's from.
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken?
I think.
Okay.
So I went, what a twist! And Julie looked at me and went, what was that? And I go, oh, it's from the show. And she went, which one?
The one I'm on,
Collider Live. Yeah, Julie, I don't think, has ever seen an episode of Collider Live.
I don't think any
it's
of
hysterical.
Our family members watch it.
What's your favorite soundbite? I want to hear more.
The scream. Is that the wrestler scream, Cody? That sounds like Josh McCuga.
There it is. Yeah.
It's just, okay. I love that
and
one.
I hear that. I've heard that one before.
I hear that every day in my life when something happens, when I'm like, oh, don't like that. Immediately, I hear Cody. Yeah. It's good times. Let us know when there's another phone call, Cody. But what's going on with Free Guys? We need to answer this question.
Oh, the trailer.
Yeah.
I thought the trailer was pretty cool. Yeah. It looks weird. It looks a little all over the place, and I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. I watched it once when it first dropped, so I don't really remember it all too clearly. But like the concept is cool.
Yeah. Concept is – do you know it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so then I don't tell you the concept.
Well, you can tell the audience.
Well, the concept of Free Guy, as I know it, is he's one of the computer background characters in a video game.
NCP?
What's that?
Did I say those letters in the right order? NCP?
NCP.
Non-character player? I don't know. It's a gaming term.
Non-playable character.
NPC. I reversed it, see?
NPC.
Okay.
NPC.
Yeah. So he realizes that there's a bigger world, and he goes, you know, and it's going to be – he's going to go off of the – whatever the game is and become a main character. So I think it's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
It's a great concept.
I mean, he does make cool stuff, man. He brought Deadpool to all of us. Not him by himself, but, you know, I will watch anything with that guy on. He's cool. He also – did you guys see with the Peloton bike commercial trending where they got the girl in Ryan Reynolds' aviation gin commercial? I thought
clever.
That was pretty great.
She was on
Today
Show the other day, too.
Oh,
doing,
really?
Like, a full-blown interview on the whole thing.
That's so weird because you were casted in this commercial that everybody was making fun of, and now you're famous.
Now it's a social media craze.
Yeah, that's just what happens. Let us know, please. Oh, there we go. You are on Collider Live. How's it going? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Luke Nelson in New York City.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Hi.
What you got for us today?
So, my favorite film of the year is Us. And all I want is for Lupita to get nominated for the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't think that it was even a possibility until like this week, basically, that went to SAG and Oms coming out and the Golden Globe. So I want to know what you guys are thinking now. Do you think that it's possible for her to pull the Oscar nomination?
Okay. Thanks for the question, Luke. What do you guys think?
Yeah, thankfully we have four-year considerations. Perry Nemiroff here. What do you think?
Because I think it's a real possibility now.
Do you really?
I'm not going to go ahead and say it's likely, but I think there is you know, the way I always look at it is I make my locks and then I make the most likely next tier, and she's in that next tier.
That's how I feel too, because as all of us three in this room know, especially being horror fans, like I feel like horror sci-fi gets ignored a lot in, mm-hmm. in the Oscars, right? But I think Lupita is her in Us and Florence Pugh in Midsommar are my favorite performances of the year, other than Joaquin and Joker. Like mm-hmm. I think they were, and they're all horror movies basically.
They are right? definitely some of the best of the year.
Exactly.
Lupita, I think, really deserved it too.
She's incredible in it. She was scary. She was just, I've never seen her do just all across the board emotions in one single movie. Like, she was incredible.
I wish I brought my notes in here. What's that category now? Renee Zellweger for Judy is a lock.
Charlize Theron.
Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story is likely. I think Charlize Theron for Bombshell will get it. I think Awkwafina's chances are very, very good for The Farewell. And then I feel like I'm forgetting someone important, but I think that the next most likely options are probably Lupita for Us. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Erivo for Harriet is having a nice little run right now. And I still feel like I'm forgetting someone obvious. But
John Cena
probably
for sure.
John Cena. John Cena should definitely win Best Actress.
John Cena for Playing with Fire is probably going to be something that happens.
He should have won for Best Actress for Bumblebee. But anyway. But yeah, I agree. I think
John Cena! Yes!
I think Lupita deserves his nomination. She was incredible in that movie. So
I would like to see her. Yeah, I would definitely answer it. Although I was underwhelmed with Us, I think she was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like it as much? I loved it. We talked about it.
It's definitely in my top five of the year.
Really? Yeah. It just didn't hit me as well as Get Out did.
How many times did you watch it?
I've seen it once.
You should see it again.
Yeah, the second time I saw it, I loved it even more.
I saw it and I went, all right.
Man,
it didn't really pull
same
me.
Same with Midsommar, man.
It didn't really pull.
Damn it.
You go
same
in with
Midsommar.
Expectations.
But
it's inevitable.
Get Out, and I'm only comparing him because of Jordan Peele. But
right.
I watched that thing. That was my pick for one of the best movies of that year. When we were doing the top 10 movies of the decade, I picked Get Out because now a couple years later, it has really stuck with me.
See, but that's the thing. You went into Us with those expectations, or at least I suspect you went into Us with those expectations, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's human nature to go in expecting a certain something from any movie, no matter what it is. But I feel like when you watch Us in particular a second time around, and it's like you know what that story is, and you've sat with it once, then you could really appreciate the little details and the connectivity.
And that's what
that
I
happens.
Want. And
like,
there
and
were so
like
many
this
wonderful moments that got me, but that's what I wanted to ask you two who love this movie is, you know, I kind of went, I see what the ending is. I kind of figured.
Yeah, I think you can figure it
so
out.
So it's more
but
about
it's all
the
about
journey
the
and
journey.
Not the twist,
exactly.
Right? Because it's not that I
but it's for me it was just the social commentary as well was so cool
not even
social commentary but the philosophical elements right the fact that we're all dealing with our own inner demons and you have like a dark you and a lighter you right like that I thought that was really well done and the music is one of the best by Michael Abels one of the best horror scores
favorite
forever
that is also in my top five scores of the year.
Same.
One of the best. But.
Cody, please let us know when there's another call. I love that there's like the brain freeze cap behind you, Perry. You are on Collider
Perfect.
Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Al from Michigan.
Hey, Al.
Hello.
How's it going, Al?
I'm just so happy to finally get a call here on Collider Live.
Yeah, man.
My heart's racing.
Aww.
Okay, I have one for you, though.
Okay.
In this age of remakes that we're stuck in, one of my favorite movies that I always love to rewatch that I think was ahead of its time, it should be made today, Mystery Men.
Ah, nice.
Great call. Yeah.
Especially
what a good movie.
If you know the director, he was like a commercial director, and that was his first and like last movie. So if you guys could make Mystery Men, like what director and like what actors would you pick?
Cool.
Thanks
for the question.
I think I'd want James Gunn
to direct it.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
James Gunn just
kind
of screams at me immediately
it's
comes
like it
to mind.
It requires a James Gunn or like Taika Waititi type of style.
Taika Waititi.
That's what I was
thinking.
That's
a good one.
trying to think of someone like a little more lesser known.
Right. Well, I'm trying to think of directors from this year that I loved because of all my favorite movies. I don't think any of them were funny. They're all like sad or horror movies.
I know.
So.
I mean, you know what Olivia Wilde did with Booksmart.
Oh, that's a
I
good
think
one.
I think she would crush it for balancing all those like.
And that
really colorful characters that can come into this thing.
Or even Laureen Scafaria having done Hustlers.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I don't know,
to see it.
Something about like that group vibe and how, you know, they each fill different parts of the group. I feel like that could serve Mystery Men well. And there's so many like vibrant colors in that really pop. Maybe it would be a good visual pairing.
I still got to see that. I haven't seen
Hustlers
yet.
It's a good call on Mystery Men.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've hit a point where... You know, most younger moviegoers really just don't know that at all.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that weird to think about, too? Like, there's so many people now that are like, oh, the newer Jumanji is my favorite, and they didn't even see the original.
It's also fun to think what...
We're getting
old as fuck.
Because,
like, that was such a great group of really popular comedic actors. Mm-hmm. Like, who's the next class of that?
Right.
I like that thought, too.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let us know when there's somebody else on the line, Cody, please.
Right now, Derek.
Okay.
We probably have time for one more call, and then we got to get out of here because Fridays are very short.
It goes fast. Yeah.
Especially with these donuts. You are on Collider Live.
Donuts.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Doug from Pittsburgh again.
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I wanted to, first of all, shout out the guest casting on Mandalorian. I've loved most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little Easter egg one at the end of this current episode that I think people will enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. It's a good one.
And Clancy Brown. Clancy Brown, I love Clancy Brown in this one, so watch out for him.
Right.
One other thing, I wanted to update you on that story I told you about earlier in the week with the theater in Pittsburgh that was not allowed to play A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. What's going on there?
I think so. What happened was the theater owner, their theater was too small. They're an independent, so they were not allowed to have the movie in its opening week.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks later, they get the opening. They're not the opening. They get the movie a couple weeks later, and so they are finally making money off of the movie in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and somebody did a wonderful thing. They got in line for the movie and paid for the next 20 people in line to go see the movie. So a little Mr. Rogers touch there.
Oh, was it Mr. Rogers Zombie? That's so cool.
Yeah. I don't think he'd know how to get his wallet out. He'd be more into brains. That's it. I love it when people do kind things,
mm-hmm.
just period.
Mm-hmm.
So I love hearing that. Thank you for that and telling us that story.
Thank you for the call, and thank you, Mark, for talking.
I saw that.
I had a donut in my mouth.
You shoved half of that donut in the mouth.
It's so good.
I saw that.
It's teamwork.
I can't stop eating it because it's so good. It's delicious. You're right. It's totally Dunkin' Donuts.
Donuts.
I am. Okay. Oh, I guess we do have time for one more call,
yeah,
Cody.
Let's
please
do it.
Let us know. Have you seen? Oh, damn it. Okay. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, I wanted to talk to Barry, but now we got a caller. But no, not damn it. Happy to have you, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from? You are on Collider Live.
Hey, this is Garth McMurray from Boston, Mass.
How's it going?
Hey, all right. Like the caller before said, Mandalorian Episode 6, I really loved it.
Yeah.
On track, I wasn't a fan of Episode 5. No spoilers, but I love the cast.
Mm-hmm.
After you watch it, look at the IMDb page, and you'll see, like, all the cameos. But
got one of my favorite comedians on there too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, Bill Burr we knew about.
Right. Exactly.
The actress from the Harry Potter movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knew about. But there's some great cameos and stuff. But right now, John Rocha is saying he hates it on Twitter.
I saw that, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he didn't like this one.
No, it's like of all the episodes to rag on, it's like Episode 5, all right.
Yeah,
know,
Episode 5, you can kind
of... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Episode 4, I kind of got it. Was a little... I liked it, but it wasn't like...
Mm.
Episode 3 is still my favorite. And then we went into 4 and 5, and I was like on this high from 3. And so I was a little disappointed, a little bit with 4. And then 5, I was like,
Why doesn't he like it? Does he? I mean, if he doesn't like it, he doesn't
no
like
idea
it.
Why
as long
he doesn't
as he's
like...
got a sound answer to back
he
it
just
up.
Did, he didn't really elaborate. At least it. I can't really remember, yeah. But to you guys, you're going to love it because I feel like there was a lot of like horror tinged right. stuff, action in this mm-hmm. episode that you guys will appreciate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Who directed
and there's
this
even
one?
Some droid lore.
Yes, and there's really cool droid action.
Yes,
it's really
please.
The more I talk about it, the more I think
more
about
like
it. Having watched it this morning, yeah, I can't wait to see.
I
it.
I don't know. Maybe Roka didn't like it because he proposed to his girlfriend and she said no.
What?
Not like seriously.
Wait, we gotta end it here. We have time. We have time.
We gotta
Perry.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call,
but
Perry. This
gotta,
is the greatest
you
story.
Hear about this.
So Roka just casually mentions the other day that he like turned to his girlfriend like during a commercial and just was like, "You want to get married?" It was just like it.
No, during a sports, they were watching sports.
Sports,
and,
there it
I'm
is.
Assuming football, and okay. and she, yeah, and she's like, "No, you are not asking me during sports or something like that." And she just walked away. So that was pretty funny.
So we've been making fun of him ever since.
Yes.
And because yeah. Then the
know,
story
some
started.
Some people out there propose casually like that.
You know, then it went around to how I proposed, how Cody proposed, and.
Yeah, so yeah, John well, needs to work on that apparently. Yeah. So
okay.
Didn't even have
okay.
a ring.
John Roka.
Oh.
I feel like you guys probably have an endless library of Roka sound bites.
Oh,
you
completely.
Have no idea. Cody, yeah.
Can I hear a couple?
Yeah, can we
give me a second here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll just
and
close
I want
it
your
out.
Ass.
Yep.
And I want it now.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm
yeah.
gonna beat that ass.
He likes ass.
I want some candy ass.
He's, you notice the trend here? Yeah, yeah. There's a theme here. Ass.
That's what Huck Perry loves it.
He's still working on his spoonsmanship.
I mean, that's, you know, a classic.
Oh, my God.
It's the classic.
Cody, do you
hey,
have them?
John Roga.
Go.
Do you have them, like, via folder per person, or how do you have your library
no,
organized?
They're alphabetical order. I should organize a Roga folder.
Really
I do
should.
Have some more.
What about me? Can I have one?
Yeah.
Do I have one?
I don't have any of you
we
yet.
Don't, we don't have one
well,
yet.
Then you need to come to the show what more and do
what
it.
What am I going to say that's...
Oh,
sound biteable.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure we'll
oh,
find something.
Oh, you'll never know, actually.
Don't
it's,
you
it's
worry.
Really up to the gods of the booth. Cody and Alex really
okay.
know when to grab it and which one, and then it'll just appear.
Give me the soundbite vibes.
Hold on. I got another Roku one here.
The gods in the booth that control.
The journalist was decapitated. All right, so back
what did
to the
he
future.
Just say? Who is decapitated?
I don't know. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Crazy Friday here. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back next week. Thank you to Mark Riley, Perry Nemroff for joining us. Please come back.
Absolutely.
Cody and Alex in the booth. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy Star Wars or anything else that's out there in nerdom. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.